Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Boy, just reading during the break what all the editorial writers and pundits are thankful for at the Philadelphia Inquirer. And almost every one of them say, as doom sets in over the country with Trump coming in, I'm still thankful for this. But almost all of them begin with that. Of course, this election, and again, if you say you knew this is coming, I don't believe it. I don't believe it that you saw that. Because as best we could do, thought it was going to be a dogfight. Trump, after a couple days winning Pennsylvania, thought it was almost a lock he was going to win. But here all along, the Harris people are saying they're polling David Plouffe, who was very big with Obama. Their polling never indicated that she was ahead. Even all that stuff we heard immediately after Biden dropped out, their internal polling. So that tells you the other polling was skewed. Not just the Iowa poll, the woman's had to retire from that now. But based upon everything we could see that was going on, it seemed to me Trump had the edge in the battleground states. Still surprised he won Michigan and Wisconsin. And it was going to come down to Pennsylvania. But winning the popular vote, that just takes away a big weapon for them. You know, it's stunning to see that play out. So the thankful stuff before the holidays here. I'm thankful we had such a blast being in the center of this election night coverage, the event at the NAC the other day, the event with Don Trump Jr., Rich's event with Jimmy Fallon after the election, Scott Presler storming into Pennsylvania. Remember Mulligan's Bar with him? The other day, it was even bigger. I don't know how he can be contained. And I do believe he's going to write that book. So we'll be on the cusp of that as it happens. But people like Linda Kearns were thankful for, because they assured voters every time, we still had these people calling up. And look, they have their opinion. But if they had gotten their way and said, don't vote by mail-in ballot, what would have happened? You know the difficulties with that. And in the end, that was overcome. The scene that is the biggest in my memory, though, here locally, is what happened over those 2 and 3 days in Delaware, but particularly in Bucks County, when people against all odds were calling us. They were determined they were going to turn their ballot in by mail right there if it took 6, 7, or 8 hours. That was the most powerful stuff that we've seen. Yes, of course, Trump being shot. By the way, the other guy who was stalking him from 150 yards away to fire away at the golf course has been in correspondence with some guy at Politico. And the guy writing about the alleged killer, potential killer intentions, says stuff, weasel stuff like, well, he really hates both parties. No, buddy. This guy was targeting Trump, and we know what was driving him. the Hitler stuff. Hitler by the sixth screen. That's what he was going to do. But the thing I don't forget is the sheer incompetency of the people protecting Trump and the FBI. That this guy was able to, 12 hours in advance, hang out in the shrubs there. You don't check the shrubs? That's exactly what you do. What the heck are you doing here? That was every bit as glaring and the nonsense, and but maybe more. In Butler, you know, it was a bigger scene and all that type of stuff. Complete incompetency, though. But this, allowing a shooter to put a gun through the fence right near a hole, that's just unprecedented. And thank God the one guy saw it and just opened fire right away. So I am waiting here for the FBI chief, because you know you think the same way. That's where we want them to really go in there and clean up what's been going on. Every time we see Christopher Wray, it's endless. And yes, I want first to see the dossiers on what these people in Richmond were doing to go after Catholics. I want every one of them brought out and forced to testify before America about that. This isn't some conspiracy. We know what happened here, but we just don't know who, and we don't have the particulars, but we know what they were doing. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, happy Thanksgiving. What do you have today?
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody on the Giordano Show, really.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
What I have is, I got to say, I was there the other day at the NAC. I was there at Mulligan's, and I'm not sucking up to you or the show, but to watch the sausage being made is miraculous. Your recall, you're using notes on a yellow pad, and if you're listening to the radio, you have no idea the machinations that are going on behind the scenes. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit of distraction. Let's go through them, Gary. You had Dan's green suit. That was pretty distracting, right?
It was a nice green suit.
It was, but you had a bear that I thought he might have me race, and then you had the football throw. There were distractions, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I had to leave early. I didn't get a chance to see the bear or the football throw. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, we missed you to bring you up with the regular callers. And the other thing is, Scott Presler's presence now is so overwhelming. It took him an hour to get out of there just taking pictures. It was amazing.
And, you know, I've been listening for a little bit while I'm on hold. And I got to say, I was listening to Ed Durr, and he's good. But every time you have Van Drew on, I get chills down my whole entire body. And when you said, there's the guy who should be running for the next governor, that is the guy. He's a Tulsi Gabbard. He's an Elon Musk. He's a Democrat that has seen the light and has come to our side.
He is somebody, Gary, who doesn't come across as kind of over the top. You know what I mean? He's a milder version, even though what he says and his policies are in lockstep with MAGA. He's not somebody who should offend anybody that we need to get over the line. I'm going to try to get him on again soon, and I hope he's considering it.
Yeah, I mean, does it always come down to who's going to take his seat, and we need to maintain that seat, though?
Yes, and I'm starting to talk to people, Gary. Might have somebody on, even if he did it. What would happen with that seat as far as the particulars of who could win it? I think a Republican stands a better than reasonable chance to win there. It's not totally Republican, but you got a pretty good shot.
Okay, good. So for my side questions, can I offer what I should believe should be a holiday in this country before I give my side answer?
Yes.
Election Day should be a national holiday.
Okay.
Everybody should have off. Because I remember being a kid thinking, why do I need to go to work, but the teachers and my union friends all get the day off and they get the vote? It's just not fair.
I hear you.
Anyway, to totally suck up to the show and end the call, Dom Giordano Day down at Wildwood should be on the list.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. And if Dan still has that football, we might have the 40-yard throw again. I'm telling you, it just fit perfectly. It's Dom Giordano Day, thanks to the previous mayor. who came up with it. Well, he did. He came up with a commendation, and then I kind of engineered it to make it an annual thing. Now they actually put it out on their press stuff this year, which I'm eternally grateful for. It's kind of like the 4th of July parade, you know, Dom Giordano Day.
Did Gary Schmoozy up there be like, oh my gosh, exactly. What a show you put on Monday. Oh, by the way, I love your day.
Well, there were a lot of distractions there.
I could see it from here.
Yeah, it's different than doing it in a studio in front of hundreds of people, and you had a lot of guests moving parts. Dan really came through with that surprise guest, but the green suit was quite a fashion statement. He wasn't going to wear it, and I said, oh, come on.
No, it looks good.
I thought it was Kelly Green. I was going to go, oh, man, wear it. I was going to have some fun. No, it looked very good.
If he's going to wear Kelly Green, I want like a Kelly Green tracksuit.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
That kind of like some velour.
All right, so 855, now at Mulligan's, Dom Giordano Day this year. Yeah, we have to think of the green suit motif. I don't know how many green suits. I'd like to. I see it all over the place. I haven't asked Greg yet. I'm just spitballing here. I see these lookalike contests all over in big cities now. I don't know. They have fun. They don't seem to they find anybody that looks too much like that person. So I thought if we had the four talk show hosts here on daily basis, and you showed up to say you look like one of us, we might get enough people. That might be a lot of fun.
That would be funny.
Yeah, exactly. To see... And I have enough peculiar stuff. If they tapped into the peculiarities, then, you know, the hair, the whole thing and all. It could be wigs involved. It could be anything you want. It would be playful. It might be fun.
Yeah. Since they got a promo out there kind of making fun of them, I'd like to see just a bunch of bald guys show up for Nick Cale.
Oh, there you go.
not even look like him, just have a bald head.
We would have that. Rich, curly hair.
Fiery Italian.
We would have any number of females for Dawn. So I'd love to do that. I'm not sure, you know, if there are waivers or stuff you have to, or how it works. But I think it was Miles Teller the other day they did. Was it in Philadelphia? I saw the finalist. I didn't see anything that close to it, but. It's hard. I mean, how many people are going to look like just about anybody out there?
Yeah. They did a Timothy Chalamet one in New York a few weeks ago. And he ended up showing up to it, and they're like, oh, my gosh, it's him.
Yeah, exactly. So we would show up for ours. Yeah, Nick might get the most contestants.
Yeah, I think they would
come in different ways. All right, 855-839-1210. You jump on board. Hit us on the side question and everything else. Yeah, it just occurred to me talking to Matt yesterday. What about Jeff Van Drew? And if you missed it, Matt said, well, he thinks Jeff Van Drew would clear the field. He said he didn't have to give up his congressional seat, though. All right, I trust him on that. So what would stop him? I mean, this is a heck of a chance. You know, I don't know that he's doing polling or anything that he's doing. But if he jumps into the ring, I can't tell you. This would be, nothing's a presidential race. This would be thrilling, though. Our guy in there with a lot to offer, and that brings the Trump factor into play even more in New Jersey. All right, 855-839-1210. You jump on board. AT&T. Who will Christie endorse? AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. All right, time to your Dano show. So I just happened to see this during the break. It's hard to believe the chair of ABC. ABC, the home of, oh, I don't know, The View, going on a rampage attacking Joe Rogan. She says the elements that contribute to uncertainty in society and the entrepreneur fantasy outcomes and conspiracy outcomes as being part of social narrative. Henry, maybe you can pull this. You'll see it on Grabian. Her name is Williams. I think people like Mr. Rogan prey on people's vulnerabilities. I have absolute dismay. This can be a source of public entertainment when it's treating the public as plunder for the purposes that are really quite malevolent. Hey, lady, you have the view. That's my opening statement in debating this woman. I once asked that to Barbara Walters at a book event for the head of the DNC. Oh, man. I was lucky they didn't usher me out of there. About The View. Can you imagine going on this rampage about Rogan now as a source of public entertainment and plunder? And she, they see this as one of their marquees. They're proud of it. What is it, 25 years plus? Talks all the time about The View. Just think of that show as public enemy. How many other shows are disgraceful that are on ABC? Anything that Stephanopoulos, oh, Martha Raddatz. Yeah, let's bring Martha Raddatz in. Only a handful. It's only a handful that are bad. Can you imagine getting exercise instead of maybe, all right, if you don't like what he's doing, maybe trying to study what's the need that's being met there that is not being met in other ways? Could it be that societally it's been such an onslaught attacking males, attacking toxic masculinity, saying that straight white males, Democrat Party, you are the problem. You don't have a place here other than to give us your votes and money. You're not a solution. You are the problem. We are trying to solve you. Keep on doing that. And what do you think's going to happen? It's just that Trump more skillfully played into it this time. Now, we told you about this before, but there are a lot of stories out here today where Don Trump Jr. on his Rumble show said he was talking to President Trump rather than just we heard this, but he actually was, that there should be a reconfiguration of the press room. In some accounts, I saw him saying we shouldn't let ABC and those others in there. I'd be fine with that. But the reconfiguration could be held up by that bunch of nerds who put on that correspondence dinner every year. In other words, the White House credentials people, but they decide where they sit, apparently. Now, Trump's just got to say, I don't care what, we're going to decide where you sit. And there is a lot of talk of podcasters, et cetera, being in there. I think there ought to be a phalanx of talk radio hosts in there every day. I think we could add a lot to the daily press conference. In addition to the podcasters, Rogan, they mentioned Megyn Kelly. I'm sure Rogan might show up one time, Megyn Kelly maybe, send a representative. I think this would be very interesting. I could just see in the back of the room, ABC jumping up and down, raising their hands, and no response. No, we're not going to call on you. I mean, when you put a show over 26 years, whatever it is, like The View on, just the ignorance factor alone dumbs down America. And you're going to go after Rogan? Who has more people that want that? Rogan. Even than a show that's on network TV. Why don't you ask why, instead of, again, attacking to the people who see that as entertainment? All right, when Henry gets that, her name is Williams, we'll...
I have it here in front of me. It should be noted, though, that was such a misleading headline that you saw on Grabian. It's not the ABC we know of. The ABC is Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh, it's Australian Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And oddly enough, Kim Williams is a man.
Ah.
It's a whole big thing, yeah.
Okay.
We'll switch around.
Yeah, I wish they had. Okay, that's all right. We'll play it.
Yeah, I got it here if you want
it. It looks like a woman, so there's that.
Yeah, the woman asked the questions, but the guy who's answering is the one who says all those quotes.
I see. Oh, man. Grabian kind of messed up on this.
Oh, no, that was total clickbait.
We should understand, too, that Australia has a big problem with the First Amendment or whatever they call it. They have been one of the biggest lockdowns on guns, COVID, and freedom of speech, just like the Brits. Here's a little bit of this take from Australia on Joe Rogan.
I think people like Mr. Rogan prey on people's vulnerabilities. They prey on fear. They prey on anxiety. They prey on all of the elements that contribute to uncertainty in society. And they entrepreneur fantasy outcomes and conspiracy outcomes as being a normal part of social narrative. I personally find it deeply repulsive. And to think that someone has such remarkable power in the United States is something that I look at in disbelief. I'm also absolutely in dismay that this can be a source of public entertainment when it's really treating the public as plunder for purposes that are really quite malevolent.
All right, get the Australian hotline there and we'll get this guy on. Instead of saying, what the heck's got up here? How does this guy have such a vast audience? This guy doesn't know, though, in the podcast ratings recently, Spotify. New York Times has exceeded Joe Rogan, first time in quite a while. So look, it's a free marketplace. Meanwhile, the morning show, Morning Joe and Mika, story today, their ratings have been cut in half, which are already tangential, since the election. Cut in half. How long can MSNBC go on like this? Anytime you see Joy Reid, my God, no rational people are going to be fired up by Joy Reid. Uh-uh. No way. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony, who's been known, knows something about green suits, I believe. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Just riding the Northeast Extension, just entering Pocono. Out to see the family.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't lose a signal. But yeah, you were talking about education and standards dropping. And this isn't anything new. I think the whole purpose behind it is simply for control. I mean, during the Dark Ages, the Catholic Church kept the literacy rates low to manipulate the people. It's like, God wants you to fight in the Crusades. It's in the Bible. Okay, if you say so. At the moment, Islam has low literacy rates in the Middle East. And it's like, we want you to blow yourself up for jihad because it's in the Quran. It's like, okay, if you say so. By keeping people ignorant, they can be more easily manipulated. I also think that's why they're trying to decriminalize marijuana, because for some people, it does make them dumber and it makes them more easier for them to handle.
Well, Earl, the only thing, you know, I'm going to differ on this. Well, incompetency is the mission here. Earl, I've been inside schools. Now, are there people out there that would like this to be so? Absolutely, they'd like to do that. But it's incompetency and lack of, there's no accountability in these public schools because they're a monopoly. They're going to continue on despite the fact that the test scores are beyond anything we could imagine.
Well, I'm not criticizing teachers. There are, you know, we have to do right. This caveat whenever we say this. There are good teachers out there. There are excellent teachers. But there are bad teachers. And when you have idiots teaching people, you're creating more idiots. And that's what it is. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a catch-22. It's a cycle where you have bad teachers, you know, raising bad students who become even worse teachers. And like I said, I think the ultimate goal is just for control. And they're using this self-replicating cycle as a means in order to gain this control.
All right, we differ in that I don't think it's a grand plan toward control. I just think it's laziness, and we don't really care if these people know anything. They're convinced that America always will be strong. I can't buy into that. There's a day of reckoning coming here.
Oh, well, maybe, you know, even if it's not, you know, just some grand scheme, it's like COVID. They're taking advantage of the situation that it as it exists.
Yes, yes, I would agree.
It's not some grand conspiracy that, you know, someone has a master plan, but you know, there are people that take advantage of these situations.
Yes, because we know they're trying to indoctrinate. So to do that, I take your point. You need to have people that are already kind of feebly minded to indoctrinate them in a much easier manner, to blame somebody else.
But for my side question, I'm going to go, and it's so popular that they even wrote a song about it. The first day of summer vacation, school's out for the summer.
Yes, that is a great holiday. Seems to start, Earl, enjoy Thanksgiving weeks before the actual end of school, though. Yeah, okay. We've got some great ones. Today is kind of an unofficial holiday of drinking, people getting together tonight. Let me know if you're doing that. And I was remember, I think I was still at WWDB. This started to become apparent Sadly, somebody drowned, allegedly, in the Manayunk Canal over there. The public night of drinking, and that whole thing started to say how big this is and how wild people get. Since the next day, Thanksgiving, they're coming home and all that, they feel they're sleeping off. So we're asking for something that's not really a holiday, but a lot of people do it, all right, even if it's not named it. Could be fictional, like Festivus. I said opening day, and Henry, yours again was?
Bloomsburg's block party.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. 420, marijuana day. There's all kinds of things around that. By the way, I just saw this big kerfuffle over in South Jersey because a DoorDash guy, I think it was DoorDash, something like that, was smelling stuff. And here there were a lot of marijuana buds inside of like a turkey or some kind of food.
What?
Yes. That was the package. Now they're tracing the package. How dare they? Now, wait a minute. It was in a town where there's like 14 adult dispensaries for marijuana.
They're still dealing in secret. Yeah, let me get the turkey, extra herbs.
Exactly. So the point is, the government doesn't care about marijuana, to Earl's point. They only care about, they want their cut. They want to tell you this can all be sanitized. They want their money. As long as you give them that, you can go crazy. You can do whatever you want. If you Google it, it was South Jersey, and I don't know the meat, but it was inside, hidden badly inside, and the guy's sniffing it as he's about ready to deliver it.
Oh, man.
He doesn't know who gave it to him to deliver exactly. Likely story.
He's like a mule at that point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think he reported to the police, so he was a mule. And a DoorDash scam now. Why would you do that when you can just go to this? I still think people want this to be a little bit secretive. Maybe some people, they don't feel comfortable in their town doing it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Adults voted for it. Now, if I saw my surgeon going over there doing it, am I going, maybe not with this guy.
Yeah, maybe that's who it was. Maybe it was like, I can't be seen in public buying
exactly.
this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm going to put it in a turkey. 855-839-1210. In summertime, it'll be barbecue, you know. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, push pound 1210. Don't forget, at 2 o'clock, Dawn Fantasia, assemblywoman from one of the funniest stories, but an impactful story, was the bird feeder restrictions in Jersey that were going to, take your bird feeder in at night. You have to have it 10 feet up, put it back in the morning, do all these things because of bears. They've won. They're going to stop that now. She'll be here to talk about that. It's like bird feeders. Yeah. This is what they do. This is what a progressive state does. This is the type of Budinsky stuff that a Murphy and all the clowns around him, that's what they want to do. Oh, we didn't really mean to. Of course you did. This is what you are about. You know better. You are going to intervene in our lives. And every once in a while, you do something so funny, so crazy, it just exposes what you want to do every day. You want to control our lives. That's the mark of progressives, more than anything that I can think of. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's talk about FanDuel for a moment again. It's all gravy this weekend on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, which means you're getting a feast of rewards all weekend long. And right now, all customers can get a no-sweat NFL same-game parlay to celebrate this weekend. Just place a three-leg same-game parlay. You'll get bonus bets back, even if your bet doesn't win. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday, build your own, or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. So what are you waiting for? Start your feast now with a no-sweat same-game parlay in America's number one sportsbook. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT at 321 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. It expires 7 days after receipt. Max wager $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Ray Epps, remember him? January 6th, loses a lawsuit against Fox News Channel, thrown out by a judge. And there's going to be a lot more January 6th stuff bubbling up with the pardons and who knows what. And that's a day that we call attention to, even though it's not a holiday. Remember these clowns that are in the legislature, one of them in Philadelphia, Democrats, who want that to be a day of reflection in the Philadelphia public schools and across the state? They don't say that about 9/11, but January 6th, they want a lot of time taken out. Let's study this. Let's talk about it. Okay. Let's go to Mike in Philly. I kind of like this one. Now, not everybody knows about this, but if you do, it is pretty unique. On the side question, hey, Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Your opening day comment kind of refreshed my memory of this. How about Bobby Bonilla Day, July 1st every year from 2011 to 2035? The Mets have to pay him $1.9 million.
With interest.
Yeah, that's every year.
And I think the original deal, when they opted him out of his contract and offered him a buyout, it was only for like $6 million. But they were involved with Madoff some way, and they cut him a deal where they said, we'll start paying you 2011 to 2035, $1.9 million a year. I don't know how all that works out, but
couldn't
happen to a nicer team. I hate the Mets.
Well, I hear you. Allen Iverson, I think, has something like that with whoever the shoe company was, because they know if he got all the money at once, what would happen. And they give it to him each year, something like Bonilla.
Well, yeah, that actually protected him. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. But Bonilla, it is genius. Which Mike, if anybody out there, because we all see this, and look, I'm fine with an athlete getting every dollar that they can, but I do get resentful of some guys when they just are horrible, plus they don't seem to care, like Joel Embiid at this point. I just can't defend anymore. What contract that's really big do you resent? Any?
Maybe back with some of the T.O., you know, with him holding out and stuff like that. I you know, that kind of was resentful, and everybody wanted them to pay him the money. And he was making a lot of money to begin with, and he was nothing but troublesome.
Yeah, and again, that's what you signed for. Now, if the team sees you performed and all that, they could pay you more. But if they don't, you sign for that contract. If you can't play or you're substandard, you still get your money. So that's the way it works. That's a very good one, though, Mike. Yeah, Bobby Bonilla Day is a big deal. That is a great insight.
Yeah, and I have that Allen Iverson contract up here. So it was with Reebok.
Reebok.
10 years, $50 million. But what he gets paid $800,000 a year, as well as a $32 million trust fund that he'll have access to in 2030.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because you know what would happen.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think at one point, even when he was playing, he was losing, in some news reports, $50,000 a night going to casinos.
He was spending all at TGI Fridays.
Yeah, you can only do that so long. You can only have X number of, not saying him, I'm saying in general, some athletes, next number, one of them, I think, had 8 babies with 7 different women. Well, you might be better off having them all with one woman. You can only have a certain number of lawsuits, wild things you do, wrecking stuff, et cetera, before even if you made $100 million, it might start to come close to tapping out when you're 40. That's how it works. It's shocking to see that, but that's why Bonilla Day's such a good one.
He definitely lives large too, right, Bonilla?
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
I think so. Yeah.
Just sit on his hands all year, and it's like, all right, it's payday.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which one of these I resent the most. Somebody who's really trying, they just don't have it anymore. I don't care about that. I really don't care. I mean, I'd like to see owners be able to pay whatever they want to whomever they want. I'd love to see that.
Oh, well, then the Cowboys would be thrust back into relevance again.
That's okay.
Jerry Jones doesn't understand how the salary cap works.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's communism to me. So you know that, right? Socialism, at least. let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Thanks, Robert.
I'm hoping it's Van Drew, because I always think that an honest convert is your best advocate.
Yep.
And I would predict right now that Ed Durr already lost, okay? On the one hand, he says Chitterelli lost because you didn't embrace Trump. And then in the very next sentence, he calls us Trump supporters a cult, okay? That's the language of the left. All right. You're not going to win now because a lot of Republicans are going to stay home if you're the nominee. So you shot yourself in the foot, pal. And I'm getting tired of these people using the language of the left because they live in a state where it might not be fashionable to be an actual Republican. Trump did what Republicans have been campaigning on for 35 years. And we gravitate to that. And knuckleheads like that are going to call us a cult. I'm sorry. You're out, pal, and I hope he doesn't win. And I really hope Jeff Van Drew does because he's an honest guy.
And well, and look, I would say this, Robert, too, with the conversion of Van Drew, the reason I think it's legit, he was always Second Amendment guy, big time, even as a Democrat. My friend Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore, I said, if I vouch for this guy, because, you know, anything can go wrong here, you got to tell me. He said, I vouch for him up and down the line. This is all legit. He was a Democrat. He grew up in it. You know what I mean? One of those things. Versus someone like Kennedy, who was the real Democrat Party making a conversion. You know, it's not as easy. With Van Drew, much easier.
I don't know. I think that I don't think Kennedy is as all in on this as Jeff Van Drew is.
Exactly. That's my point.
I think Jeff Van Drew feels it.
Yeah.
And I think that Kennedy's doing what he's doing because of circumstances.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. The bigger the tent, the better. But I get it. But I'm a little stuck here because you kind of already gave my answer, Dom.
Okay.
But instead of going with 420 day, okay, which was what I was going to say, how about Pi Day, March 14th?
Ah, that's a good one. No, we do talk about that on the air just because of the what pi is and the whole thing. That's a good one.
Robert, how many digits of pi can you recite right off the top of your head?
Six.
Okay.
Wow.
3.1723842, and I can't remember anything after that.
You didn't even get the third one. It's 3.14. Even I know that.
I thought it was
3.14. That's what I said.
Yes. 3.14, yeah. We got to get the replay. You said seven.
No, I think I said seven, two digits after four.
All
but now
right.
You're going to make
Let's
me look it up
back.
Again, Henry.
We'll play that back. Thank you, Robert.
Have a great day,
Thank you,
guys.
Even I know it's, is it 3.14176?
You're asking the wrong guy. I think it matters.
For some reason, that sticks in my mind. It's just one of those things you like to know and throw it around. Oh, pie. Yes, I know. That's a good one, though. That's exactly it. Now, that doesn't have a while, but we do talk about it on here. We have fun with it. Of those sorts of things that people know. That's what we're looking for today, because the night is a drinking night that got to associate with people coming home for Thanksgiving, and they go out and drink, apparently. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm still trying to get over these kids yesterday, Henry, and I thought about this. I think you and Dan were not as outraged. At Morrisville, they can't play the game because a lot of them for Thanksgiving. And I think the game was at 1:30.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Why don't you play the game at 10:30?
Yeah, that's got to be a morning thing. Like, I'm playing golf tomorrow, and it's
okay.
Early. Like,
right.
it's not in the afternoon. It's early.
Where do you play golf?
I'll be at Downingtown.
Oh, I've never played Downingtown.
Yeah, nice. Ron Jaworski course. Nice course.
Oh, okay. And what's your handicap if you do have one?
I couldn't tell. I don't play golf enough to have a handicap.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, I was going to say. All right. All right, we'll have to get a Dom Giordano Open. We had that once. The Patriot days, we played on Memorial Day and July 4th with listeners, I think at Ramblewood. It was a good time.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
I'll shoot 110.
Okay. Dan, I don't think, we'll have to have a second play for. He never did a push-up the other day. I have that on
Shocker.
Record. Yeah, shocking. Thought we were kidding. He said the suit was encumbering him. If you missed the suit, you have to check out the tape from the other day up on the website of the station. It was wild stuff. It wasn't, it was a prom-ish color, but not bad. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming to you with more calls. Don't forget Dawn Fantasia at 2 o'clock today. We'll talk bird feeders, among other things. One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements. Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity, cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale runs the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements. It's easy. res-q.com. Do it today.
Robert, how many digits of pi can you recite right off the top of your head?
Six.
Okay.
Wow.
3.1723842, and I can't remember anything after that.
You didn't even get the third one. It's 3.14. Even I know that.
3.14. Yeah, Henry pulling a Dan here. This is exactly what a viper like Dan is, waiting in the weeds here. We want the show to be correct. By the way, Johnny Z on Twitter, I commend this. If I'm the emperor, this is a law. If the Republican candidates for a New Jersey gubernatorial race don't make an appearance at Mulligan's, they should automatically be disqualified. That's right.
Wow.
Every single one of them. I don't care how many we have to go through. If you don't come to Mulligan's, how in the world can you be the governor of New Jersey? What kind of tests you have to go through Mulligan's to get there? You know, particularly if we might be debating you or something. You know, we might have a little back and forth that would be good.
Yeah.
Johnny, you got it. That's it. We're standing up now. We're issuing the ultimatum. They don't come to Mulligan's. They're out.
I mean, who's against, you know, having a couple of pints, you know, having a nice discussion?
Exactly.
I mean,
it should
want to do that.
Yeah, just think of some of the people that have been there already. Kelsey Grammer, for example, was there for hours. He was a bar. They have to bartend, too. Come on. All right, let's go to Jersey. Lori and Ringo's on Talk Radio 1210. Happy Thanksgiving, Lori. How you doing today?
Hi, happy Thanksgiving, Dom. I'm well. I just had a suggestion for the national holiday thing.
Okay.
So I'd like to see, and it doesn't have to be that nobody works, okay, because it will be a Made in America Day where we celebrate things, that manufacturing in America and, you know, things that are made here and the, you know, the companies, the people that make them. Because I think if you're talking about national holidays, it should be something we kind of have a national conscience about. And I think people just, you know, I have to be careful and try and think when I'm out shopping. You know, I've stopped buying stuff, clothes that are made in China. I was just out buying stupid stuff for Thanksgiving, and it's hard, but I try not to buy stuff made in China. So,
I
think,
Lori,
it's super important.
I don't know what happened. You know, I can think of, by the way, somebody was at the NAC and brought up, oh, I remember you from Barb's Harley Davidson. And I tell them, I remember you and the kids from that.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we were there. I think my son, that was the first time he ever saw you, you know, live. And yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. But Lori, I don't know what happened to Made in America. It used to be such a huge thing. Anybody that could make it easier, you know what it is? To tell people this, you can't always do it. Don't kill yourself over it. But if you make an effort to do some of this, it will push back against China. That's where this ultimately lies.
And it just makes you, like, aware of what you're consuming a little bit more, which I think is important.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Lori. Thank you very much. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia. I can't get enough of that. That's an all-time great name. It just pops, both the Dawn and the Fantasia. She brought us the bird feeder story the other day from Sussex County. Guess what? She's won. They're not going to do that. We'll see what they are going to do. It was a heck of a story. It just combines the best of talk radio, entertaining, and also progressivism writ large of what they're about. But I'll also ask her about the governor's race. I'm glad people are liking the idea that Jeff Van Drew might be a candidate. I don't know that. He hasn't told me that. This would seem to be natural to jump into this field. Name recognition, Trump. Base of South Jersey. He's got a lot of things going on. Scotch tasting. He's going to win. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.